yourself?
I didn't do anything to myself.
What did Anthony do to you?
Nothing. It was just a bit of an awkward fall, and you know, those kind of things happen. So, you know, he felt bad, and you know, he's such a good kid. So, you know, it was turned out better than it was.
Give you a scare right off the bat, I guess.
A little bit. Yeah, it didn't feel too good when it happened, but you know, certain things sometimes it just takes a while to calm down, and that was the case here. Oh, I'll give you a hint. It wasn't my knee, so we'll leave it at that.
But you are good to go for tonight?
I, you know, that's Lode's decision if he wants to put me in the lineup, but I will be ready to go if my name gets called.
First you skated since, or did you skate yesterday?
Didn't skate yesterday, no.
How close to normal do you think you feel?
I wouldn't say we're at 100% by any means, but good enough to play. It doesn't take, as long as I can stand up out there, I'll play if I can.
What does this game mean to this homestand for your team after dropping a couple here early?
Well, I mean, we gotta come up with a lot more energy, a lot more emotion, and you know, a bit of an FU attitude towards every team we play, not just St. Louis, and because it seems that a lot of teams are coming up with that attitude against us, and we need to have that same mentality. And you know, in a sense, it has to be from everybody on the bench. And you know, I think for us, you know, if you can see everybody on the bench doing that, players and everybody else, gets the motion up, and it gets people pissed off. And sometimes being pissed off is not a bad thing.
Do you think teams want to test this team early on to see if you're ready and up for the fight?
You know, I think, to be honest, I mean, you know, if you look at last game, just why would you respect us when we come out and give up two goals in the first whatever it was, 6-7 minutes? So, you know, we gotta have that same lack of respect and in some ways towards other teams. And but at the same time, we gotta be aware that, you know, they're gonna come out and try to pound us in our own building, and we can't have that happen. We gotta do the opposite and pound them right back to where they came from. So for us, you know, the start's going to be big tonight.
If you don't have that attitude, how do you get it? Like, how do you start doing it right now with this room?
I mean, it's in some certain players, and some guys have it maybe more than others. But, you know, I think it's just a mentality, and just, you know, guys prepare differently individually. And, you know, I think, you know, guys are confident that we have the group that knows how to play that way, and we've shown that we can play that way, but we just got to do it every night and have that same mentality every night. And you know, we've shown ourselves, so we just got to go out there and do it.
Is that the biggest factor that you feel is missing right now, is just that extra attitude?
Yeah, you know, I think, I don't know, it's not as deep as it may seem, but you know, the attitude in this sport specifically is, you know, kind of you know, to sit back maybe a little bit with attitude. And, you know, you look at a team like Chicago, they got a lot of attitude on that team, a lot of different types of attitudes, and they won the Cup a lot, and two times in the last, whatever it is, 4 years. So if you can't see that, you know, that, you know, attitude and a little bit of swag and having a strong mentality can take teams to where you want to be, you know, maybe we have to look again.